Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 98 for Tuesday, October 13th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher Tuesday, largely driven up by big gains in U.S. soybeans. Canola values were anywhere from $9 to $9.50 higher, with the November contract coming in at $479 per ton. Strength in U.S. soy oil also added to the gains, while large funds entered the market as well. Canola's November contract easily broke through the resistance level of $470 to start the day, and then shot up to momentarily test the $480 mark before retreating before the close. Farmer selling hasn't been quite as aggressive as initially thought, which also added to the gains. However, bigger than expected yields out in the fields dragged on values. The technical bias could be tilting to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans are up 25 to 26 cents, with the November contract coming in at $9.14 per bushel. Strong demand from China pushed up prices. Exporters booked 240,000 tons of soybeans for the Asian country. Rains in Brazil have partially delayed planting of the soybean crop in that country. Technical buying was also a feature of today's action after prices burst through the $9 a bushel mark. Corn was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $3.84 per bushel. Corn followed soybeans to the upside, coming off a three-week low that it hit on Monday. The corn market felt resistance, though, due to weather forecasts calling for dry, warm weather in the Midwest, which was expected to speed up the harvest of the U.S. crop. Down in Brazil, corn planting has also been delayed due to the weather. Wheat was 12 to 13 cents higher on technical trading. The most frequently traded December contract came in at $5.18 a bushel. Dry conditions in the U.S. Southern Plains are worrying some producers who recently planted winter wheat. Forecasts calling for more dry weather in Ukraine was also bullish, as there are ideas the crop in the Black Sea could be under stress from the dry conditions and the cold. Egypt and Saudi Arabia recently bought nearly 1 million tons of wheat, but none of it is coming from the U.S. due to the strength of the U.S. dollar. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 13th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.